to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what's been wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. And throughout the world today.
uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Good morning. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the show. Believe it or not, it is Thursday again. It is Thursday again. I don't know why you asking me why it go by so fast. I don't know. I wish I didn't know. Why are you asking me? What the? You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. My biblical question for this week. Why do you criticize yourself and others? Why do you criticize yourself and others? Why do you criticize yourself and others? Amazing. We have every way listed on the show, how you can support and listen to the show by going to JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're busy, you're out and about, and you know you can podcast the show, absolutely. If you're out and about, but you want to listen to the show, you're like, I wish I could listen to the show live while I'm running around, whatever I'm doing, you can. Isn't that amazing? Where there's a will, there's a way. You can be listening to the show no matter what you're doing and where you are, anywhere in the whole wide world, all of the world, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. I love Thursdays. What the? And I love Thursday because Thursday is, and it will always be, Bible Thumper Thursday. What now?
All right, brother. Are you ready? He's drunk as a badger.
He's drunk as a badger.
What Go the? Ahead. Let that Holy Ghost language come up out of you. Go ahead.
Oh, shimmanamala. What now? If anybody asks, what's the matter with me? If anybody asks, what's the matter with me? I'm saved, sanctified, and running for my life. What? Amazing. What a mess. But I understand. What a mess. It's Bible Thumper Thursday, and we take all calls. But on Thursday, we give a little more time to the Bible Thumpers to badger about the Bible, meaning the Bible Thumpers are difficult to communicate with because when they will ask a question about a scripture, and then why you're trying to explain it or trying to discuss it with them, they're not listening to the conversation at all. They're just thinking about the next scripture to just quote. So you really don't have a real conversation. It reminds me of those black people who think they're the Israelites or the Jews or something like that. They're just about what, I don't know what Bible they read, but they're just about their scriptures in their Bible, and you can't understand what they're saying at all. So we set aside Thursday to have a little bit more time with the Bible. So we love the Bible thumper. What the? God loves the Bible thumpers, and so do we. 888-7753-773. Yesterday, I had a call from Massachusetts Patrick, and we ran out of time right near the end of the show there, and I asked Patrick to call back. And so we can finish that conversation. But I want to know from you. Have you noticed that there's no justice in the world? Zero justice in the world? Have you really, really paid attention to know that? And have you noticed that no one really knows what justice is? Oh, they shout, no justice, no peace. That ain't justice. No one really knows what it is. But I realize it's not out there in the world, period. Zero. What a sad way to live. My producer, Derek, gave me a scripture to read to you, and I will right now, then I go to Patrick. I realize that most human beings, especially Christians and the Catholic, I guess the Catholics and the Christians are the same. It's supposed to be like the same religion, but one name is Catholic and one name is Christian. And what I realize that human beings don't, those who say they believe in God, they don't know that God loved them. They have no clue. Now, they'll say it. Yeah, I know God loved me, but their actions say they don't know that. It says it out loud. It scream it. They're saying with their mouth, oh, I know God loved me. God loved me. But they don't really believe it. What a sad way to live. Somebody, Derek gave me the scriptures from Romans 5:6-8. And I'll just read it. I'm black and slow, but I can read a little bit if I rehearse before it's time to read it. What the? That's amazing. Amazing. Romans 5:6-8. And this is from NIVA Bible. I don't even know what that is. What's a NIVA Bible?
NIV.
Who? NIVA?
New International Version. It's not NIVA. It's NIV.
The New International make me nervous.
It should.
Because it's new.
Yeah.
And whenever they rewrite the Bible, they always change it to something else.
And it's international.
Oh, God.
Not good.
Oh, God. How y'all get the NIVA Bible? The New International Version, where did these come from?
NIV? I think it came out in like the 90s. I feel like it came out in the 90s. It could be totally wrong.
Is it online or something?
No, that's a Bible my mother gave me when I was like third grade.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
So I didn't know better, but I found out later from like Bill Lockwood that it translates the thought.
Yeah.
Rather than...
The real deal.
What it's actually saying.
It has no understanding.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll take a chance.
Mm-hmm.
This is from NIVA.
No, NIV.
NIV. NIV means never mind. Or new version.
Yeah.
You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Christ died for the ungodly. Very rare will anyone die for a righteous person. So you Allah Abba people who think you're dying for somebody, you ain't dying for nobody. You ain't dying for no righteous person, that's for sure. It's just Allah Abba. But anyway, very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person. Though for a good reason, someone might possibly die, dare to die. But God demonstrated his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Isn't that amazing? And most human beings, all human beings, can't go 24 hours one day not judging themselves and criticizing or judging themselves and others. I said, okay, the assignment for 24 hours, don't judge yourself or other, criticize yourself or other with thoughts, eyes, look, words, gestures, you know how you want to roll your head and look around and blah, 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 or emotions. Don't judge at all. Everybody failed the test. I'm like, what now? And yet Christ died while you were a sinner. No gestures in the world today. Zero. There's none in the world. You can look up and down the earth. If you pay attention, you will see there's no gestures in the world today. I want to say America because America first, of course. But in the whole wide world, everybody has the same thing going on. Very judgmental. No love. Quick to anger. Quick to wrath. What a sad way to live. Patrick is out of Massachusetts. Patrick, thanks for calling back. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. Thank you for taking my call, man.
Yes, sir.
All right, brother. Good morning to Hake as well. Good morning to Joel, everybody there.
Okay. They said good morning.
All right, man. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we talked a little bit about, you know, anger, quitting, bad habits and stuff like that, you know.
And did you say, I forgot what we said, did you say you had anger?
Yes, I do have anger.
And why don't you drop it?
I have anger, and then 10 minutes pass, and I realized I had the anger, and I drop it 10 minutes after I already got angry, you know?
Oh, I see. Eric, you realize you have it, then you drop it, and then you forget, and then you have it again?
And then I have it again.
So why don't you practice being present so you don't forget?
That's one thing I should do. Practice not the point of getting the initial of the anger right there when somebody says something or somebody cuts you off. You got to cut it right there. That's what I got to work on, you know?
And why haven't you been doing that? Why don't you do it?
I'm not sure why I don't do it. I'm not sure because I've been trying to work on myself again, you know. So like I told you yesterday, I try to do the silent prayer every morning, every night. And like I told you yesterday, once I'm doing at night, I start judging myself because I'm not sane. I'm not in my right mind. If I am in my right mind and not using anything, you know, I can focus. I can be in the moment, in the present.
Yeah.
You know, but when I'm not, you know, without me trying, I already judge myself. Like, I feel like, I'm high. I'm high, and I'm praying. I shouldn't be doing this.
Now you get high before you pray.
Before I go to sleep, yes.
Right.
And
okay.
And then when I do the silent prayer, you know, I'm not in my right mind. I'm kind of anxious. I'm kind of, you know, I'm thinking too much, and I cannot focus on the present and be still. I can't, you know.
Even if you're high?
Even if I'm high. When I'm high, you know, that's the bad thing. When I'm sane, when I'm not high at all, I am really calm. I am good. Yeah. You know, when I do the silent prayer, I'm still, you know, I cannot get mad. But, you know, I always get the urge to get high. I always get the urge to smoke.
Do you try not to go with the urge?
I have tried many times. I quit for like 1 week, you know.
Well, I'm not telling you to quit. I'm just asking, when the urge first come, do you try not to go with it right away?
I do try, yes.
Okay.
But I failed to it.
You said that you judge yourself, right?
Right.
And who is the self that you judge?
Yeah, yesterday we talked about that, and I said I judge myself, but I don't know who I am, so I am not judging myself. Maybe it's the demon judging the demon that's inside of me, and I believe that's me.
And so why do you, and you're right, so why do you call a non-self you? And just think about this. You say you judge you. So who is the you that's judging you? It's all like two people in there.
Right. You're totally right, man. That's why it's so confusing. And I know the right thing. I know that it's not me. That's the demons inside of me that my mom put inside of me when I got angry at her. And everything you say clicks, man. Like, I understand everything you say. And I know that man, I'm not even from America. I'm from Brazil. It's a different culture, a different world. And it still applies to me 100%. What do you say about my mom putting all that anger inside of me?
Yeah. It applies to every human being on earth around the world. It's all the same.
Every single human being, man. Every human being.
So you know that it's not you. Why do you keep saying that you judge you? Why do you keep saying it?
Because when I try to be still, I can't because, again, I judge myself. You know, I have a grandfather that's very Christian. My family is very Christian. And like you say, the Christians are the people that judge the most, you know, man?
They do.
They do, man. My grandfather to me is like my father, you know? Since I was a kid, he was the example of a real man to me. He never got emotional. You know, he reminds me of you. He don't have emotions. He don't have nothing. He wakes up, go feed his chicken, feed his cows. He has zero emotions. He don't call me. He don't ask about me.
That's all like my granddaddy.
Exactly, man. Like, that's always, I used to tell him, Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. You know, he used to tell me about the good old days when he met my grandmom, you know, and man, he was the example of a man to me. My father, you know, I don't hate him, you know, I forgive him.
Did you tell him that?
I did. Last,
okay.
So a couple of months ago, he came to America. You know, he lives in Brazil, in my country, and he came to America to visit, you know, and I was still kind of angry, kind of mad of some stuff, and then he called me, he said he wanted to meet with me, and I was not ready to, so I told him I was in a trip, but I was not in a trip, you know? And I said, man, I'm not going to meet with him, you know? But, and then some days passed, and I called him, and I told him, I said, Dad, I'm not mad at you for nothing. I forgive you for everything. And if you come back, I want to meet you. I want to talk to you. I know you have, like, you did nothing to me. You always try to do your best, and I forgive him.
Right on.
Right? And he's coming back too, and I'm gonna pick him up at the airport.
Right.
I already told him.
So let me ask, why do you keep calling a non-you you? Why don't you just not say it so you can stop identifying with a false self?
Right, brother. I am getting there. I feel like I'm very close, but is the thing that holds me back, you know, is because I have no friends, you know. I don't talk to nobody. I work 6 days a week all the time, get home late. I have no friends, talk to nobody.
Nice.
And the people There's no such thing
as friend.
Correct. Yeah, and I noticed that. That's why I don't have friends, because they're not your real friends. When you are in the street with no house, living on your car, nobody helps you, not even your family.
That's right. So let me ask, did you get high last night?
I did, yes. Yeah, I did.
And did you know that I was going to ask you that today?
Yes. I did, you know, you were going to ask me.
Did you get high before you did the silent prayer or afterward or during?
Before I did the silent prayer, yes.
And how was it? How did the silent prayer go?
Silent prayer went the same way, you know, but yesterday I just watched it. I watched it. I did not identify with it.
Right
I just
on.
Heard them. Yeah. I just listened to it and stayed still. They were trying to judge me. They were trying to say all this stuff about me. But I just sat with it.
Yes.
You know, I just looked at them.
Beautiful. If you continue to, now, I recommend, but do what you want, that you do the silent prayer before you get high. But let's say you don't.
Sure.
Let's say you don't. At least when you're about to get high, be aware of yourself getting high, smoking the pot or whatever you do with it. Just be,
right.
Don't go unconscious. Be aware, and it is the awareness, which is the nature of the light of God, that will take the desire away from you. Don't judge yourself. Don't put yourself down. Don't call yourself names. Just know you, if you just be aware while you're doing it, it's the awareness that will take it away from you if you want to overcome it.
I tried to do that yesterday. I did like you said. I took, put the blunt in my hand.
Hold on
I
one minute. Hold on, Patrick. Let me take a quick break. We'll come back and finish up with Patrick and your other phone and your calls back in a moment.
Today's show is brought to you by Sevenwood Financial Services. For 20 years, Sevenwood has been a trusted partner to Americans who take action to guarantee their retirement income. Their team of licensed, independent producers will help you understand your best options for protecting your hard-earned savings. So stop living with your retirement worries. Call Sevenwood and let them help. Schedule your free consultation now. Call 860-470-6250.
Okay, welcome back. 888-77-53-773. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV. He black. Joel Friday TV. Amazing. At 11 a.m. Pacific time. And no ladies form tonight. No meeting tonight, ladies. normally, for those who don't know, every third Thursday night of the month, ladies form for ladies only. But I can't be there tonight. Amazing. And the first Thursday night for me, the first Thursday night for men only. The brand new episode of The Fallen State tomorrow at 12 noon, if the Lord is willing and the Crete don't rise. I had a fun conversation with Tommy Chung, and he is a Grammy-nominated musician, actor, and comedian, best known for his part in Chi and Chung. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
How long have you been smoking pot?
I'm 86. I started when I was 17. It's the healthiest high on the planet. God appeared to Moses in the form of a burning bush.
Right.
That's the burning bush. I got so much into the black culture that I became black.
Really?
I got so black, I married a white woman.
And so you love your hell?
Well, you learn a lot more in hell than you do in heaven, you know.
Are you high now?
Probably.
It was too funny. You're going to love Tommy Chung. Really. You really, really are. Tell your friends. Tell your enemies. Tell your mama about it tomorrow at 12 noon. And support The Fallen State right there. TheFallenState.tv/donate or locals.com. At 4 o'clock today, the American Anchor, baby. At 4 p.m. Pacific time. And he's been presenting some really good stuff on the American Anchor Baby show. Check it out. If you haven't seen it, you owe it to yourself. Really. You know what? Let me watch it and see. Check it out. Once you go American Anchor Baby, you can't go back. At 4 p.m. Pacific time. All right. Let me go quickly back to Patrick. I want to get to as many calls as possible. It is Bible Thumper Thursday. Patrick, I forgot what we were saying.
We were saying that I was trying to get all this emotion, all this anger out of my life.
Oh, okay. So here's what I recommend, Patrick. And if you do it, you cannot fail. It's impossible. All you need to do is practice being present.
Right.
And present means to stay in now instead of being in your head, thinking about the past or the future or what will be or what should be and all that crap. Let all that go and just practice staying present, and everything will work out for you, because if you practice staying present, you're going to surrender and give up trying to change your life. And you won't have an opinion about it or anything, and you will see that your whole life will change by itself. That false you will disappear, and you will have the real you again.
And I believe you're totally right, man, because, you know, one of the things that hurts me the most that I keep going to the past and the future about is of exactly my grandfather and my grandmother, you know. They raised me up when I was young, and like I told you, they're Christians, so they judge a lot. You know, even though they're good people, you know, they try to do good.
They're not good. Good people don't judge.
Yeah, you're right. They're not good. But, you know, so I was like his little son, you know, but I did some bad stuff. I started smoking, like I told you. I got some tattoos on my arm, you know, and I know the second I stepped foot on his house, he's going to judge me for it, you know? And that's one thing that gets me out of the present and brings me to the future or the past or everything, because I miss them, you know? I want to go back to my country and visit them and give them a big hug. And then at the same time that I think about that, I say, man, they're going to look at my arms. They're going to look at me and they're going to judge me, you know? They hate tattoos, you know? They judge so much. All my cousins that have tattoos that smoke, they judge. They don't sit around them. They don't talk to them. You know, and I love them, and that they're the example. My grandfather is like the example of a real man to me, you know?
Let me ask, and then I got to move on. Why do you think about what they're going to do? Why do you care about that?
I care about it because they're like the people I love the most, you know?
If you love them, you would not care about what they think.
I would not care.
Nope.
I would just, if I want to go visit them, I will go, and whatever they say, whatever they do is whatever. I just like them, so whatever.
If you loved them, you would move about and have your life. If you want to go visit, you would go. If you don't, you won't. If you went and they judge you a tattoo, you wouldn't even think about them judging you. That would be on them. It would be their issue and not yours. But you are making it your issue by thinking about what they will or will not do. You need to live your life. You are your world. You live your life the way you want to live your life. It doesn't. You shouldn't be thinking about what others think about you and your life.
It's
stopping you from functioning in life, because now you won't go back because you think they're going to judge you. Why live your life in such a restrictive way like that? You're not free if you live that way.
You're right, man. You know, like I told you, man, I work 6 days a week. The only thing I do is work. I don't talk to anybody. I keep everything to myself, you know, inside of me. And sometimes that comes out, you know, in emotions, in sadness, or...
But it's not you. Stop calling those things you. It's not you. Be glad to see that. That's the false self. You, the real you, when this false self disappears, and it will if you keep an eye on it, and the real you will come forth, and you're going to see, and you're not going to believe it, you're going to see that the real you never has had a problem, and you don't have one now.
I'm just living my life.
Yep. It's this false you that you think is a problem, and that's not you at all. So stop identifying with it. Stop thinking about what others going to think or try to do to you, and just freely live your life, and you'll be fine. You'll have an amazing life.
Yeah, man. I gotta focus on being present on the moment.
That's all you got to do. Go to work, eat your meals, and just practice being present. Work on you and forget about the world.
Right. It's just hard to not talk to anybody, you know, having no... I just listen to you, and right now I'm calling you for the second time now because, you know, what you say is it resonates to my life a lot, you know, and it's just really hard just keeping everything inside of you, you know?
Okay, just... I understand that, but... And you're fine to call the show, but just stop calling those things you, and they will be taken away. That's the death that Christ said that we all must die. There's one time to die, and that is to die from the false self, from the ego self, from those thoughts, feelings, pains, ideas, plans, and worries and all that. You got to die from that, and then you shall live.
All thoughts are all lies all the time.
All the time. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything.
You're totally right, man.
I wish you well, man. Call me again. Let me know how it goes.
I will, brother. I will call you again. And one last thing. Can we hear what the Great White Hope has to say?
Absolutely. Let me check.
I love the First Amendment. Nobody loves it better than me. Nobody.
Amazing. Great White Hope. Nice.
You have a blessed day, Jesse. Thank you for the call. I'll call you again, man.
Absolutely, Pastor. Take care. 888-775-3773. Justin out of Tennessee. Justin, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how's it going?
All is well, Justin.
Awesome, awesome. I'm being responsible, Jesse. Did my early voting yesterday. I got up early to get in line to talk to you, so...
Right on.
Things are looking up.
Nice. And you voted for the Great White Hope?
Well, you know the great American slogan, workers of the world unite. So I'm voting for the great Marxist hope, Kamala Harris.
Yeah, right. Amazing. Go ahead.
No, I definitely got Trump.
Right on.
Should I be looking for a girlfriend or just keep focusing on myself?
Why do you ask that?
Well, you know, I'm becoming an old man now, and I just don't know, like, am I supposed to do something about finding a wife, or should I just let it happen?
And why do you ask that?
Well, because I want to have a family.
Why?
I want to have children one day.
Why?
I think it's part of my responsibility as a Christian, as a man. I think it's another aspect of life I want to experience. And I think having a wife, if I find the right one, will add to my life.
And where are you getting those ideas from?
I don't know where I've gotten them from. Just kind of this is what I thought about in the moment when you asked. I guess, okay, so for Christian, I get the aspect for Christian, I think, it says in the Bible to be fruitful and multiply. It says in the Bible, it's not good for man to be alone. So those are some ideas from the Christian side.
But, and so you're getting all those ideas from that?
No, I mean, I think a lot of people, you know, on the news and stuff have also talked about population issues. So there's that. I don't know where I'm getting the ideas from.
If I were you, I would check out where you get those ideas from. And the reason is because they're all wrong ideas. And you're walking into a trap that every human being walk into. They listen to the voices of the ego, which is their enemy, Satan. And he's telling them, oh, I know what's wrong. You should get married. I know what's wrong. You should have children. And you end up in the same, falling into the same ditch that every man and woman has fallen into. You're going to fall right into hell. And you're going to catch a whole lot of problems. And you may make some children with a woman, and it's going to bring more problems. You don't know one couple where that has brought happiness.
Well, okay, so there's a few things. So I don't feel like there's any, I'm not doing this. Like, I could live the rest of my life alone. I feel.
But you got this crazy idea that as a Christian, you're supposed to get married and make children. That's not true.
Okay, yeah.
Matter of fact, God said that it's best that not to be something like, and I don't know how to go, but he should be your loved one. You should love him. And once you love God, you'll complete it. A marriage is not love. And
I guess I have so many.
And then if you want, you should not, as a son of God, and in a woman's case, as a daughter of God, you should not want for anything. Because if you want for it, you're going to get that, and it's going to destroy you. It won't bring you happiness. It'll bring you misery. You should only want what's right. You should only want the truth. You should only want love. And then love will add everything unto you that is meant for you to be. But if you want anything other than that, you're going to always end up with the wrong thing, and you never will have peace.
Gosh, I guess I don't understand. I guess I could live the rest of my life alone, Jesse. I could. So
why are you wanting for those things then?
Well, why am I wanting them?
Yeah.
I just felt like I was supposed to.
That doesn't make sense. Why do you feel you're supposed to?
Well, I can't. I just feel like I'm supposed to have. If I have children, I can raise up another generation to do. I'm not going to say do good, but to do well in society.
How do you know that? How do you know that you haven't done well in society?
I feel like I'm doing well right now. I have suffered for a long time, but I feel really good right now. I feel really focused.
But you see, you're not free.
Why do you say that?
Because you wanted for all these outside things that comes from your imagination and false teaching.
Okay. So I need to get to a place where I want not.
Absolutely. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Psalms 23:1. You literally supposed to get to a place where you want for nothing, because if you want for something, you're never going to get to the place where the Lord is your shepherd, and you shall not want. Because everything you want for, you're going to go out there and try hard to get it, in most cases, and you will get it, but you still would not want, you're still going to want, because God will not be your shepherd.
So if I don't want anything, how do I get anything done? Like, why would I do anything?
What do you mean?
Why would I work a job? Like, I have a business. Why would I work on my business if I didn't want it to be successful?
Function on earth, to buy food, to buy shelter, to buy a little clothes, just to function on earth, put gas in your car. That's all those things are for. They're not salvation at all, and they bring no peace.
I guess I want way more out of life than just surviving.
What do you mean?
I just want to do a lot in the world. I want to, you know.
Why?
I have a lot of ambition. I guess it's just, I don't know why. It's just
you
ambition.
You have a lot of
ambition
what?
I have.
And where ambition. You get this? Where you get this ambition from?
I'm not sure where it started. I think, yeah, I don't know. I can think of memories when I first had them, but I don't know where they come from.
You've been taught to have that by your parents, by your school, by your so-called friends, by your teacher, by your counselor, by your preacher. An ambitious person would never have peace. And only when you let ambitions go, you will have peace. Ambitious is an ego person that's on their way to hell and they're calling it heaven.
I guess it's, I mean, I definitely want to be in that place where I want not and be peaceful. I guess I just... I'm not understanding how, if I'm in that place, then I feel like I'll just be a monk and I'd just be meditating on a mountaintop all the time.
And why do you believe that's another thought? That's a lie. Why do you believe something like that?
That's just the logic I'm thinking. Like from what you're saying, that's what I'm understanding. If I don't want anything, why would I interact with people? Why would I, you know, get a job? I only need, you know, an apple a day, sit on a mountain and sit cross-legged and just be peaceful. You know, a lot of monks, a lot of people do that.
But those people are lost. They're cowards.
Okay.
They're sitting on a stone, on a rock, looking stupid. And not living their life, they are afraid.
I'm trying to understand. I really am. If I feel like if I don't want anything, then I just... Okay, so let's say I get into that state where I want not. So then Well, that you're saying naturally I'll want to work on my business and have it be successful, or I won't, or I'll just naturally be motivated to do things, or things will just happen in my life.
Absolutely.
I don't understand.
Absolutely.
Okay.
God gave you the ability, and that's what will come forth when you let go of all these ego wants, right? He gave you the ability to function on earth. He gave you the know-how to do it. That's what practical thinking is. And that comes from God, too, to get up and go to work, to buy food for yourself, to hang out with other people but not try to get a sense of identity from them, take it or leave it, personality. So that comes from God, too. And when your mind is cleared of all these false illusions of self, He's going to give you the ability to function on earth, as he's already done by you start your own business, you take care of yourself. But all those other wants, you got to let go so he can add that to you. Whatever meant for you to have, it will happen naturally.
Okay, so you're saying whatever is meant for me to have will happen naturally. Okay.
You should not be wanting for a family. You should not be wanting for a wife. You should not, because you got to find those things, and they would be a gift from hell and not from heaven. Look at every person you know that's married. They are miserable.
Oh, yeah.
They're all miserable, and yet you're wanting for the same thing because you're listening to the same devil in the imagination?
Well, I do. There's one story of an old guy in a bench. He got interviewed on YouTube, and he said he had a perfect wife. They never argued. It was the most amazing relationship they ever had. And now that she's passed, he's just waiting to die and join her.
So he lied.
I don't know if he's telling the truth.
He lied.
Okay.
No such thing as a perfect wife.
Okay. Well,
are you doing the silent prayer?
Yes, sir. Did it twice yesterday because I'm on the 2-a-day.
Are you doing it every? Hold on. Can you hold? Oh, are you doing it every morning or night? At night?
I'm starting to. Yes.
Hold on, man. Hold on. 888-775-3773. The hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. Two more hours to go. Them. Seven Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success. Guy, even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one already of Bible Thumper Thursday. It's October 17th, AD 2024. There is no Women's Forum. It is the third Thursday of the month, but no Women's Forum for this month, ladies. It is canceled. We will hopefully catch you next month or whenever we can, but you can join us for church with Jesse Lee Peterson. You can check rebuildingtheman.com/events. If you ever need to check the schedule, or call the bond office, 323-782-1980, 323-782-1980. That's Jesse Lee Peterson's nonprofit bond office. Nice. The office hours are 9 to 4 Pacific time, but call us anytime and leave a message off hours. The federal government, according to Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, just made it much easier to cancel your gym membership or other so-called memberships. A new click-to-cancel rule unveiled by the evil Federal Trade Commission, FTC. I'm presuming they're evil since they are the government. I think it's a safe presumption. Will require businesses to provide a quick and straightforward way for consumers to cancel subscriptions that they no longer want. It can be tricky to find out how to cancel some of those crazy subscriptions. And Kamala Harris, the so-called vice president, she appeared on Fox News, Faux News, during a heated interview. It somehow got heated at Wednesday. It always gets heated with that gal. Her first appearance on the supposedly conservative network, they're trying to call it conservative, Lord, pressed on border crossings and violent crimes committed by illegal aliens. They called them, CNN very falsely calls them undocumented immigrants. During Crooked Joe's presidency, Kamala, they call her Harris, but that's confusing because Harris is Harris Faulkner. No, this is Kamala. Kamala repeatedly hammered our greatest president, Donald J. Trump. She tried to, anyway, for opposing that bipartisan, which always, practically always, means evil, border security bill earlier this year, as if they needed a bill to secure the border. They did not. Fox News anchor Brett Baier confronted Kamala about the Biden administration's decision to repeal Trump-era border policies such as remain in Mexico, building the wall. They stopped all of that. in what amounted to testy exchanges between the two. Although every time I looked, Bret Baier was quite calm and just straightforward. And she was all nasty and phony. Asked about Crooked Joe Biden's mental acuity, she called Trump unstable. Ridiculous. And said we should all be concerned. The interview came as Kamala seeks to appeal to small slivers of undecided voters, which means that she's losing, or she's concerned she may lose. They have supported Republicans in the past, but they're uneasy with Trump, some of these supposedly undecided suckers. And she wants to sucker the suckers. Terrible. What a sucker. Overseas voters, speaking of shenanigans, an overseas ballot process that could be crucial for the demon rats has been the target of multiple Republican-backed lawsuits filed in recent days. About 6.5 million supposedly eligible American voters living overseas, studying, supposedly serving themselves. 1.6 million of them from battleground states. So they're trying to pull an advantage. There's mess going on in the Middle East. If you don't know, I'll tell you about that in the next hour. But rest in peace to, what's that guy's name? Liam Payne of One Direction. He fell off like a third-story building, and that killed him. Third floor of a hotel in Buenos Aires. Speaking of, is that Brazil? Argentina? Something. Somewhere down in South America. Yeah, he died. He was the tender age of 31 years old. I think he was English or Irish or something like that. One Direction was an English-Irish boy band. You don't know you're beautiful. I'm James Hake, now back to GLP. Hour two.
Understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Okay, I was talking to Defensive Hake. Can you imagine Hake being defensive? What the? Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding, he's right over there, the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. What the? He's done a lot of prickle. We got a lot of work to do around here. We got to hire some more people. What the? Because he can't do everything. He's white, but he ain't that white. He ain't Jessica's daddy. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question, why do you criticize yourself and others? Why do you criticize yourself and others? We have every way that you can watch and support the show. Listen on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And I'm going to get to your super chats. What the? If you're out and about and you want to listen to the show live, I understand it, so we made it possible. He made it possible for the sun to shine. He made it possible that through him you have peace of mind. I've got love and I've got joy, but most of all, I got the Holy Ghost. I thank God he made it possible. Oh, thank you, Lord. You heard that song before, Hake?
Yep.
You have? At your church?
From you.
Oh, from me? Are we working you too hard?
No.
We're not?
No, I can get whiter.
You can?
Yes.
One thing about
I'm
white people.
My head, yes. I said I'm nodding my head, yes.
One thing about white people, they don't mind working hard.
Yeah, true.
I would think
if they worked hard younger.
Oh.
I think part of it, right?
Huh?
I think part of it is being worked hard at a younger
it
age.
It is. Because I work hard at a younger age. That's why it's just in me to work. You're absolutely right. I was talking to someone about Elon Musk. Musk! How he landed that thing. What do you call that thing? Rocket.
Yes.
He landed the little rocket man right into the pocket. And that was the first time it ever happened. And I heard that Elon Musk, according to Bill, I think Bill and my engineers told me, Elon Musk want to one day go and live out of space somewhere. He want to set up a out of space world.
I saw an impressive tweet from him about making it more cost efficient to get out into space.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy.
And I said that this is the white man world. That's what white people want. White people ain't got time to be hating the blacks. They don't want to be called racist. They don't want to be bothered with your mess. Just leave them alone and let them create a white world.
All that crime and stealing and cheating just drags you down.
Yeah.
Drags everything down.
White people ain't got time for all that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk to Elon. And when he's ready to take that first ship into outer space, I'm going to ask him, could I go? Because I want to be one of the first ones out there in that new land so I can buy some land right away while it's cheap. Because I know when the rest of the white people get there, that property going up, way up. And since Elon would be the ruler of that world, ain't no blacks going to get in. What do you think?
I think that's true. No, I'm kidding. I'm just absentmindedly agreeing with everything. I'm busy taking notes.
I know. I noticed that. White man working hard for the money. Anyway, if you're busy and about, you can be listening to the show live on your iPhone or iPad. You can podcast it, but you can listen live, right? By calling 888-77-5-3-888, no, by calling 605-615-4131 on your iPhone or iPad. If you got to be busy, you can podcast the show, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee, buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. All right. It's Thursday. It's the second hour of the show already. And every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Are you ready? I don't feel your face.
I don't feel no intel. I feel like going on. Hallelujah. White people ain't got no business acting like that. That is totally black. What? Nah. But anyway, 888-77-5-3. 773. Let me go back to Justin really fast and finish up with Justin out of Tennessee. Justin, are you looking for a girlfriend? You want to be married? You want everything that's going to destroy you?
I ask,
are you doing the silent prayer every morning, every night?
Yes.
Every morning, every night?
I've only found about you recently, but like yesterday I did it twice. I've been doing it once a day for a week now. You told me to do it twice a day, so now I'm doing it twice a day.
And have you gone and forgiven your parents?
I don't meet them until November for Thanksgiving.
And then you will forgive them?
Yes. You told me what to say, so I have that written down.
But don't, it's just a little guideline, but don't practice what to say. Have a way to see, all right? The whole point is you're going there to forgive them so God can forgive you and draw you into the kingdom within, and then you will start having life. Because what I want you to know, and this is so true, so help me, human beings don't know what they want. We don't know what we want. We don't know what we need. That's why we listen to the wrong source in our imagination and outside our imagination, inside of other people. And everything they tell us is always wrong. And everything your imagination tell you is always wrong. You don't know what you want. But if you just stay present, it will be added unto you.
All right. So do you want for anything?
I want for nothing.
So then I'm just trying to understand. So why do you do this show?
I ain't got nothing else to do.
Yeah, you could go golfing or fishing. Or you could do nothing.
Black people don't golf. And I used to fish, and that got boring. And so I'm doing the show because it's my purpose. It is meant for me to do. I was put here to do what I do. And so that's why I do it. I see nothing else to do but that.
I'm just trying to understand. Is this something that you came to you, or you just how would I know until I find that?
It will come to me. You will see. So it will appear to you, and you will have no control over it at all. You can't even say no to it or even yes to it. You will just do it.
Okay.
So in the meantime, do the silent prayer, forgive your parents, and watch, practice staying present, and everything. And go to work, stay with your business, go to work. So you got to function on earth. You have been given the ability to function on earth, but that's not who you are, right? And so do those things and just do the prayer, watch, and let go all of thoughts that tell you what you think you want, except for practical thoughts. And you'll be fine. It'll work out. You just got to stay present.
Sounds good. Thanks, Jesse.
I wish you well.
Same.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. Nick, can you pull up that picture where Shaw went deer hunting? This is such an amazing picture from my ex-producer, the one before, the one I have now, Derek. This is Sean. Sean is he's a hand-on kind of a guy. He's not a desk guy, even though he did an amazing job working as producer here. But he's a builder. And this is a natural gift from God. And that's why I said he gave you the gift to function on earth, to buy food for yourself, to hunt food, get food, buy a car, deal with other people. But that's not who you are. Isn't that like an amazing picture? What do you think about that, Nick?
Amazing. Look at that.
He even got the mud on his face.
No, I think it's... Maybe that's on purpose. I think that's like some war paint, man.
It's to hide from the deer.
Some camo. You gotta hide that white skin. He's gonna see that white skin.
Does he think the deer would see his white face and not show up?
Of course. I think they teach that in military stuff. Skin translucency and visibility of the enemy. So you got to cover up that white skin. That's the one thing.
That's an amazing thing. I remember when I lived in Alabama, I used to hunt rabbits and squirrels and things like that. I didn't have to put all that on my face, but the leaves, the winter time, the fall time, it was so amazing to do that. It was so natural. And we have a world now where people who hate God don't want you to hunt. Isn't that amazing? It's so amazing. I want to show you before I go, and Hayden is coming in, so we're going to do the super chats too. You know, a lot of Christians and so-called Allah Abba people and everybody think that you're supposed to have anger. That fear is natural. Anger and fear is good. That's your protection. I want you to know, it's Baba Thumpa Thursday, right? I want you to know that anger, which is hatred, by the way, which is judgment, and fear is not natural at all. That doesn't mean you walk in front of the cars or across the streets. Or you go down in the hood and deliberately get your head blown off. But God did not. God did not give you the spirit of fear and anger, or anger and fear. He didn't give that to you. And don't let. And I know that all. Everybody seems to think that. Not everybody, but most people nowadays. He did not give you that. So if you have it, and you do, stop calling it, oh, it's natural, I'm just human, and all that. He did not give you a spirit of fear, but of power and love, authority, and a sound mind. He gave you a sound mind. Anyone that has fear don't have a sound mind. Just think about that. How can you have a sound mind and you have fear? What's wrong with y'all? Why do you call the things of evil the things of God? Why? And why do you say, well, I'm only human? That's why I have it. Fear, anger has been destroyed. The battle is over. It has already been won, but you don't know it because you listen to the false war that's happening in your mind. It's happening in your imagination. It's happening in you, and you think it's real. You are not supposed to have, it's abnormal to have fear. And an angry person is a desperate person. How is that a sound mind? Why don't you question those things? Okay, I'm already insane living with the devil, angry and overreacting, scared and all that. I heard that there's a God that would give you a better life. I'm going to go looking for that God. And you go to church, or you go wherever you go looking for that God when he was already with you anyway. And you finally go to church and say, have you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Do you believe Jesus died for you and rose on the cross? And you're like, yes. And you go down to the church crying, down to the front of the church, and you accept Jesus. And then you feel good for a minute. And then you wake up the next day, you have the same fear. You have the same anger. You have the same worry. Why did you bother looking, and you accept that as a norm, why did you bother looking for this new God if you're going to have the same everything already? The same fear and anger and loneliness and suicidal thought and depression. And why don't you think about that? You might as well stay with Satan. But you think God is treating you the way you're treating yourself and the way the devil is treating you. 2 Timothy 1 through 7 said, For the Spirit For the spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives power, love, and self-discipline. I don't like this new NIV Bible. It doesn't even make sense. What?
He put the King James version in the notes for you in the chat.
Pull it up, Nick. Oh, what is it?
For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
That makes sense. Who keep writing these Bibles?
Liberals.
That's why you can't trust the Bible. The word is written in your heart. You can trust that. That never changes. Amazing. Thank you, Derek. And thanks for reading it. That never changes in your heart. Because they're changing these Bibles every year. They got a new saying for the Bible to fit the world and keep you in bondage. Let's do super chats real fast.
Super chats.
Yesterday, Kid Combo 1.0 gave a diamond that I missed. I take two, the sky on a natural high, musical emojis, Chad flag emoji, the nation of Chad. What a Chad. Thank you, Kid Combo 1.0.
Nice.
You ever heard that song? I haven't. Let me hear it again. I take two to the sky on a natural high.
Take to the sky on a natural high.
Oh, take to the sky.
Absolutely amazing song.
All right, nice.
Yes, thank you.
Deplorable Dave from Rosamond, California, bought a coffee. Jesse, you need to have better control over the conversations with Maze. Even William was too much on Tuesday morning. It's out of control when you talk to her. What the? Face palm, shaking his head emoji.
Maze is my friend. Maze been with me for 35 years. So Maze rule. But thank you. I understand. Thank you.
And it's actually Maze, not Mays.
Right. Maze.
Yeah. And I didn't know that. And I had to ask her.
From Ohio.
Yeah.
She live in a white neighborhood.
She's been calling since well before I was a producer.
You weren't even born yet.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you.
Hey, it ain't Liam.
So that song, that Natural High is written by Bloodstone.
Wow.
Derek just told me. Take to the sky on a natural high. Thank you.
Liam on X says, hey, JLP talk.
That's my great-grandson name, Liam.
It's a nice name.
It is.
Yeah.
I used to not be able to say his name. He like, Grandpa, it's Liam. He was like 4 or 5 years old. Grandpa, it's Liam.
Nice.
Nice. Okay, thank you.
He says, hey, JLP talk on X. Your thoughts? And he shares this tweet or post on X from a singer. A famous singer, who says, my wife is my backbone.
Beta. Any man that says his wife is his backbone is a mama's boy. He is a beta. Beta! Thank you.
Thank you, Liam.
Yep.
Beta. Isaiah.
You hear some men say, well, his head is on his neck, but his wife controls
the... No, he's the head, but she's the neck. Yeah. And the neck controls the head.
What a dumb person. You know that's a beta male. What the? Anyway, thank you.
Isaiah on Cash App for the 100K.
Thank you. Nice. I appreciate it. Amazing.
Jessica from Texas bought a coffee. Jesse, did you see the Kamala and Bret Baier Fox News interview? Kamala could have nailed that interview if she would have just admitted that their policies were wrong and take accountability. But of course, she's a woman. What do we expect? What the?
I just saw sound bites from it.
Me too.
On Jesse Warner yesterday. And it was, she dodged everything. She can't answer the questions. It was amazing.
Yeah.
I wonder, did she go home after that and cry? Or did she cry on the plane?
She sounded like she was about to cry.
Yeah.
And he handled her pretty well.
I was surprised.
Yeah.
I didn't think he was going to go that tough on her.
And he wasn't even really tough. He was just
asking the question that he should be asking.
Yeah.
About the country.
And she kept on trying to talk over him.
And then she tried to trick him by saying, "You know what I mean. You know what I'm talking about."
He's like, "No,
about.
Ma'am, I don't."
He's like, "Yeah, no, ma'am, I don't." Why they call her Madam Miss President or Madam
Vice President? I don't know.
Why? That's so tacky.
It is.
Why they call her that?
Especially on her, it just doesn't fit.
It doesn't.
Gregory DeRosa, 10 coffees.
Dara says she cried the next day in the tub.
She called her husband and yelled and cussed at him again.
And that's something she called. She said, "Where the F are you?"
Crazy.
According to him.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, we don't know if she cried in the tub, but I can imagine. Thank you.
Gregory, 10 coffees, very generous.
Thank you.
Jesse, I think we struck gold when we let William and Maze go at it. Very entertaining. Almost had a Jerry Springer-ish vibe. You could host a whole new show. Love you, Jesse and crew.
Thank you, and thanks for your support. I appreciate it.
M-A-Z-E, not M-A-I-Z-E.
Yeah, it's M-A-Z-E, Maze from Ohio. She live in the white man's neighborhood. Not in the hood. Amazing. Thank you.
Liam bought 10 coffees, very generous, for the biblical question.
Why do you criticize yourself and others?
I criticize myself and others because I play God and I think I know what is right and wrong. What a mess!
Thank you for responding, and I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Gregory, 3 more coffees. The NIV Bible. The NIV stands for the non-inspired version. Bible Thumper!
Bible Thumper Thursday. Thank you.
Lori bought a coffee. Morning, all. Jesse, you are so right about no justice in the world. Everyone calls revenge justice, playing God, instead of knowing that God will provide true justice. Only God is just.
Have you noticed that there is no justice in this world at all?
Yeah, at least in terms of when men, quote unquote, meaning men and women,
right,
meet out their version of justice, it's not just. Right. So, yes.
When you really pay closer, you got to see there's none.
Interesting.
Period. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Thank you all. Appreciate it.
See on 3 coffees. Oops. Cringe. Shh. Emoji. Jesse, I thought I heard bastard yesterday.
Who?
Baxter. But she heard the bad word.
Oh, she thought bastard. Right. B-A-S-T-E-R.
Right.
She thought they were saying bastard.
She thought bastard. That you were saying that.
Saying what?
The one who born before you, the person who's born before his parents were married.
The bastard child?
Yeah.
Oh. No. No, Sion.
I know you have an accent. That's one of the things I love about you, says Sion. But I came halfway to the call. Anyway, I think Elon Musk is not to be trusted. He's hiding behind Donald Trump to expand his AI and technology and robot world. I feel like he wants to take over America as well as the world one day alongside J.D. Vance. Because who's taking over after Donald's gone? I think about it. Also, how do you feel when people judge you without knowing who you are? I judge your callers sometimes. I join the chat based off what they say. Oops, not piffy.
Right. You got to take control of your own life, Zion. And I want you to practice for one day. Hopefully it'll lead into a second day, third day, fourth day, and the rest of your life. I want you to practice not judging at all. Not with thoughts, looks, words, feelings, or gestures. Try that for one day, Sion, and let me know how it goes, all right? Don't criticize or judge yourself or others at all for 24 hours. It's going to blow your mind. Didn't I blow your mind this time? Didn't I? Let me know how it goes, Sion, for 24 hours. Thank you.
Sneak peek, Joel agrees with you, Sion.
Agree with her about what?
We talked about what she mentioned, Elon Musk on Punchy TV.
Sneak
peek.
Oh, Joy,
on a taping yesterday.
So he agreed with her that Elon Musk want to take over the world?
Maybe not explicitly, but he's concerned.
So what?
He's concerned about all this technology stuff.
Why?
Find out on Punchy TV on Monday.
How will we get to the moon if we don't have a spaceship?
We won't, but we don't. That's not the... God didn't say you have to go to the moon.
He made it possible so you can have the talent to make the ship to get to the moon.
Argue with Joel Friday.
Joel said, don't gym it all the way. Wait until Monday.
Yeah. Nice. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joel. Nikki, five coffees. Do you think it's possible to have thoughts and not engage in them and still experience perfect peace? What does perfect peace mean to you? What does it look like in your life?
Who's this?
Nikki.
Nikki, when you start to live a no-thinking life, there's nothing left but perfect peace. You have a clear mind and peace at heart. But as long as you listen to imagination, you're never going to have it. You're going to hang it up. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Leo bought a coffee. Jesse, are you guys doing costumes for the Halloween show? You could be Black Dracula.
I think my producer said he's going to do it, but we don't normally do that. Right?
Right.
Yeah, we don't do it. Let me take a quick break. Back in
we'll
a moment.
The rest
thank
later.
You all. Yeah, thank you all. Hey, Super Chat. Your phone calls when I come back to it. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Okay, welcome back. 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. Quick announcement. All right. What? For personal shout-outs, I would do them for you. And we've been doing some amazing ones. Birthdays, shout-out, weddings, anniversaries. Congratulations. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy Halloween. Happy Thanksgiving. All kinds of things. Go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com. No, I'm sorry. For Cameo. The shout outs are through Cameo. My bad. Shout outs are through cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. That's for the shout outs. Birthday, whatever the occasion is, right? Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And I want to remind you that Christmas is coming, Thanksgiving, and New Year's. Get your orders in now for your merch so we can get them out to the people you want them to get, your books and things like that. My books are amazing. And some of you are asking, I want to order a book for Christmas gifts. Should I do it now? Absolutely. At least put your order in so we can get it. I can get them signed, and we can get them mailed out. And by the time they get to whomever you want them for, whether it's to you or others, it'll be Christmas already. Because the way the slow mail is, it's going to take until Christmas. So amazing book. From Rage to Responsibility. From Rage to Responsibility. From Rage to Responsibility. Are you frozen over there, Nick? It looked like he froze. From Rage to Responsibility. My first book. And then The Antidote. No, I'm sorry. Scam. How the Black Leadership Exploits Black America. And then The 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Amazing book. That's a little pocket guide. Men and women, you can carry it around in your back pocket, your suit jacket, or back pocket. Ladies, you can carry it in your purse. And it's if you want to start a business, if you're already in business, or you have a job, 7 Guaranteed Steps will work no matter what. And then The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. Amazing book. And I will sign them to whomever you like. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/store, or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BON. And check out the merch, RebuildingTheMan.com/merch. Amazing merch. Mugs, T-shirts. Don't have to stop having sex out of wedlock. Big Mama, all kind of stuff there, right? The Great White Hope hoodies at RebuildingTheMan.com/stores. RebuildingTheMan.com/stores. Thank you. Let me go to Tommy out of Denver. Tommy, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Jesse Lee Peterson, you are amazing.
Amazing. Thank you for calling, Tommy.
Genius. Mars rover land mogul. You call people Trump. You call Trump the Great White Hope. You call Obama the fallen messiah. I call you the world's greatest intellectual, hilarious megaphone counselor.
Amazing. Amazing.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Two brothers, they don't have a relationship anymore over money that was stolen. But the reason is the lies and the trust lost because of lost action. I feel I have to act because the brothers and the wives are the most important people in my life. So no one takes action, nothing will happen. You wouldn't be criticizing, you'd be pointing out facts and trying to force action. Would you go against someone's wishes not to help and try to start action toward the brothers to get them back together?
Why do you want to bring them back together if they don't want that? Why do you want it?
I want them to be brothers again.
Why?
And I want my family back.
Why?
because more family is better.
In what way?
Every way.
Like what? What does that mean?
Not talking to family is horrible. Talking to family every day is amazing.
Why is not talking to family horrible?
Because you should talk to people that care about you because they give you correct information.
But why do you think family cares about you and family don't give correct information?
Most people that care about you do.
But your family don't care about you.
Yes, they do.
Why do you say that?
Because not all families do. I agree with that. But mine does.
But if your family cared about you, they wouldn't be fighting and you wouldn't have to bring them together, because if they had real love, they would naturally be together and there would be no outer situation that can separate them. They don't love one another. They don't care.
They did love one another. Something happened.
No, they never loved it. They never loved one another because love, there is no separation of love. Once you have real love, nothing can separate love.
Okay, I agree with you. They might always have loved each other, and they may still love each other.
No, they don't.
They just don't talk to each other.
No, but
they just don't talk to each other.
But see, what you might not realize is that if you had real love, in real love, there is no decision making, there's no judgment, there is nothing. It's just love, and nothing can separate love because there's nothing there to separate love.
Maybe love is not separated, it's delayed.
What do you mean?
Maybe the love is still there. Maybe the love will always be there.
No. If the love was there, I promise you, Tommy, it never departs from you. Once you return to love, it never departs again.
I agree. The love is still there. You agree with me.
But they don't have love.
No, they do.
If they love one another, you would be trying to fix it.
They were born from the same womb.
As what?
They were both born from the same womb.
But what does a womb have to do with love?
It creates it.
A womb don't create love.
Yes, it does.
A womb is just a womb for you to come through. Only God creates love.
Okay, and God created them, and I believe they have love.
Why?
Because in the past they did.
We repeat ourselves now. They didn't have love in the past. They don't have it now, because if they had love, they wouldn't need you or anyone to bring them back together.
Is it possible that they still have love, but something is distracting them?
No, because in real love, nothing can distract you. Love is everything. Real love is everything. Emotional love is nothing.
But distractions can be temporary.
I don't quite know what you're saying now.
I think there's hope. And my question to you is, should I take action or not?
No. I would recommend do what you want, that you move on with your life and you live your life and let them live their life. Because if you do get involved, you will regret it.
All right. Jesse.
Amazing, huh?
Are you black?
As the ace of spades.
Black people say you are.
I am.
That's confusing.
What do you mean?
Because you say that you're white on the inside.
Right, but I'm black on the outside.
Just clarifying.
Thank you, Tommy. I appreciate it. 888-7753. 773-888-7753. Jesse, let me go to Canada and talk to, is it Gabriel?
Yeah.
Gabriel, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Yes, hi. Okay. So we actually had an appointment with you, like, I don't remember how long ago now.
What, counseling?
A few weeks ago. Sorry?
A counseling appointment?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
And, And you spoke to me and you told me to go and forgive my parents and stuff. I'm sorry if I'm speaking low. It's because I'm at my house right now and I don't know how loud I can actually speak. Yeah, and you told me to go and forgive my parents. And then, and so I've done that. Well, I went and I said to them that I forgive them. But now I have questions. Like, I wrote down a lot of questions that I would like to ask you, if that's okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. First off, how do I know if I've actually forgiven my parents? I can't just say it, right?
You would know because you will overcome anger, and you will overcome fear, and you will overcome doubt and all of that.
And what does that look like in a day-to-day?
I don't know what you mean. What does that look like?
What I mean is like when you say overcome anger, overcome fear, like I'm living with my parents right now. I want to move out. I can't they still like ask me where I'm going, what I'm doing. Like,
how old are you?
I'm 32.
When they ask you that, what do you say?
Well, now I've started saying like, it's none of your business.
Right on. Yeah, not their business.
Yeah, I started saying that. And then, like, they say, like, it creates tension, like, it makes them upset, and, like they're just asking me because they love and care about me, this and that.
Do you have Asperger or something?
Me? No.
But it's not their business. They have no business even asking you those things. You're a grown man. And if they get upset, that's their problem that they're upset. Their upsetness has nothing to do with you. That's inside of them. So don't. And so if they say, "Well, we get upset," and that's your problem, not mine. Why don't you tell them that?
Okay. I mean, because I feel like that just like makes it harder to. I mean, like, be living under the same roof. Not that I want to be, but like, I am here for the time being, and it's hard for me to like navigate, I guess that's it.
It's hard for you to do what?
It's hard for me to like navigate.
What does that mean, navigate? It's hard for you. What does them getting angry have to do with your life?
Because when they get angry, sometimes like, I guess I can get angry back.
But why? Don't judge them. When they get angry, don't judge them for being angry or being whatever they are. It has nothing to do with you. And you just see it and go on with your life. But don't judge them. They can't help themselves. Their nature is their hearts are evil.
Okay. So then, okay. And another thing is they've since come up with conditions for me to be living here, they said.
Like what, for example?
Hold on, I wrote them down. So I'm on medication right now for bipolar disorder. But one of the conditions is that I have to let them know what I'm doing with my medication, like if I decide to go off it or stay on it. Should I say yes to that?
What do you want to say?
I want to say no.
Why don't you say what you want to say?
Because sometimes I doubt whether or not what I think is right is right.
But you don't know if you want to say yes or no or not. We're not even answering the question. Why don't you know if you want to say yes or no?
Because I go back and forth in my mind about, like, what is the right answer?
But if you don't know if you want to, if they ask you something like that, you don't know if you want to say yes or no.
Well, I think I want to say no to that. I don't want to let them know what I'm doing with my medication.
So why don't you do what you want to do?
Well, because then they say like it has like a big effect on them, and like it affects everybody in the family. And
how does it affect them?
Because apparently, like it changes my behavior or something, and like they say, like it affects them.
Are you under doctor care?
I mean, I spoke to my doctor yesterday.
What did he say?
Well, he told me, you know, I can keep taking the medication. He said it's like, I guess he didn't really say either way anything to do specifically with the medication. He was just telling me I could keep taking it if I wanted to.
So your doctor said that you can take your medication if you want to, and if you don't, you know, did he tell you, excuse me, did he tell you if you don't want to, you don't have to?
I mean, he didn't say those words specifically, but I mean, it seemed like,
So the doctor said you can take your medication if you want to.
Sort of, yeah.
What do you mean, sort of?
He didn't say that specifically, but it seemed like he didn't really, like, care in whether or not I took it.
Well, you need to get a clear understanding from your doctor because you seem not to know what the doctor recommended. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then, then you'll be able to do, you know, if you want to take it, you don't have to. Or if you want to take it, you will, based on what your doctor said. You trust your doctor?
I mean, sort of. Not. I don't know. I don't know if I trust my doctor.
Oh.
I don't know. Like, I'm, like, questioning a lot of stuff, like, right now. Like,
right.
I don't know, like, how good it is to be on the pills, like, at all. I don't know, like, even if any of that stuff, bipolar disorder, is real or not. Like, I don't even know.
Well, I can't give you medical advice, but I do know that. How old are you?
I'm 32.
I do know that for living life, you got to start living your life and stop even thinking about what others think about you and your life. You got to live. Why don't you have a job? You have a job?
Yeah, I have a job.
Why don't you have your own place?
I'm not making enough money. My job right now.
So why don't you get a second job?
Yeah, that's. I actually work at two schools, but I need more hours, so I need to maybe get a third job technically.
Did you ask the school for more hours?
Yeah, they have all of my availability.
Oh, okay.
Like they can only give me so many students.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
Not regularly.
Why not? But,
well, I was doing it regularly and then stopped for a bit, and then I started a little, like, 2 days ago, I think.
I wanted to recommend, do what you want, that you do it so you can practice staying present. And in being present, you would never be confused about anything. You would just see what to do and do it without even having to think about it. But you got to stay present rather than living in your imagination, thinking about what if, and shouldn't I have done that or not, and blah, blah, blah. In your mind, there's nothing but confusion. But in the present, there is no confusion.
Okay. I see that. So should I go along with any of the conditions that, like, my parents have said, or should I say no?
Do you want to go along with them? Whatever you want to do is what you should do.
Okay. I want to go along with them because I don't want to have to deal with them being, like, upset. Like, I'm having trouble figuring, like, I don't know if I want to go along with them because I want to go along with them or because I just want to keep the peace, so to speak. You know what I mean?
There's no such thing as keeping the peace. The more you try to keep the peace, the worse they're going to get. Because you can't do anything about the lack of peace that they have within themselves. The lack of peace that you see is inside of them. And there's nothing you or anyone else can do about it. You need to work on you and forget about them. You can't do anything about them. You shouldn't get up angry and don't overreact to them. Let them react and do whatever they want. It's their issue. That's their life. And it has nothing to do with you. So you can't never, ever, ever, as long as you live, never try to keep the peace with anyone. whether it's your wife, if you had a wife, your children, your so-called friends. Don't try to create war, but don't try to create peace either. You can't do that.
Right. Okay, then what about the, I still have more questions. So I can't keep the peace, but then so I can...
You stop arguing. Yeah, don't argue with them at all. No more arguing. Just if they go off, let them go off by themselves. Don't participate in their arguments. Hold on 1 minute. Can you hold?
Sure. Yeah.
Hold on. Quick break. The hate news, not the fake news. One more hour to go. I'm going to finish up with Gabriel when I come back and take some more of your calls. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
A major mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show Bible Thumper Thursday, October 17th, AD 2024. Although it is the third Thursday of the month, there is not a women's forum, ladies. You can check out rebuildingtheman.com/events to confirm there is indeed not a women's forum. It's canceled for this month, but you can catch us in church with Jesse Lee Peterson on Sunday. It's for everybody. Church with JLP. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. But first, fake news, not fake news. Peace in the Middle East, not the United States, so-called, has carried out airstrikes against the Houthis in Yemen, targeting 5 underground weapons storage facilities. It's the first time the United States has used B-52 stealth bombers, the B-52s, am I right, anybody, to attack the Iran-backed militant group. They say it's Iran-backed, the Houthis, since tensions spiked in the Middle East about a year ago, you know, because of the October 7th thing and then the reaction. This was a unique demonstration of the United States' ability to target facilities. Sorry about that, Lin Yanchen. A United States ability to target facilities that our adversaries seek to keep out of reach. No matter how deeply buried underground, hardened, or fortified, so said the affirmative action black Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. I scoff at the senators who confirmed him. He wasn't even qualified. The facilities attacked were holding weapons used to target U.S. vessels in the Middle East. Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Houthis are all part of an Iran-led alliance spanning Yemen, Syria, Gaza, and Iraq that has attacked Israel and their allies since the war began. So say they. The militants vowed to continue their strikes until a ceasefire is reached in Gaza. So we'll see what happens. And abortion pills, 4 months after the so-called Supreme Court rightly tossed out a high-profile... Oh, no. After they tossed out a high-profile challenge to the abortion drug mifepristone, 3 so-called conservative states have launched a new fight to limit access to the pills. These states, Missouri, Kansas, and Idaho, filed an amended suit in a federal court in Texas asking U.S. District Judge Matthew Kaczmarek to roll back efforts that the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, has taken over the past 8 years to ease access to the drug. Wow, 8 years, that was even during the Trump administration. And I don't think Trump supported that. He didn't greenlight that. Such as allowing it to be dispensed through the mail. The lawsuit may thrust the issue of mifepristone access, communist buzzword, access, back on the track for the Supreme Court to review in the next presidential administration. Once again, threatening widespread availability of the baby-killing drug. I'm pretty sure that's what it is, right? Even in states where abortion is legal, at a time when roughly half the states have imposed severe restrictions on in-clinic abortions. What a mess, huh? By the way, catch a glimpse of October's supermoon today. It's space is cool. A supermoon is when it's close, right? Something like that. It's set to peak at its fullest around 7:26 a.m. Eastern time. Oh, so that's past. Wait, today? I don't know. But the silvery orb will loom large through Friday morning, according to NASA. Cool, huh? I think it's cool. And Italy made it illegal for couples to have a baby by surrogacy overseas. Is that in vitro fertilization? Is that what that is? Italy's parliament made it illegal for couples to go abroad and have a baby via surrogacy. It's already illegal inside of Italy. Now you can't do it outside either. Critics say the law is meant to target so-called same-sex partners. Interesting. When it may be true because Italy has, although it has a female so-called prime minister, Giorgia Meloni, G-I-O-R-G-I-A. But her brothers of Italy are kind of Catholic, church-supported, supposedly conservative. Maybe nice. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
Somewhere in the world today, men have got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racists with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to this third hour of the show. What the third hour already? What the? You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. The biblical question, why do you criticize yourself and others? Why do you criticize yourself and others? We are heard around the world by everybody and their mama. If you're white, everybody and their mama. If you're black, everybody and they mama. Everybody and they mama. And so some of you are busy. You're not able to sit and watch the show. You do the podcast thing. But you can be listening no matter where you are and what you're doing. You can be listening live. You have no excuse. Zero excuse. By calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. It's the third hour of the show on Thursday. And Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
Can I get an amen for that?
Amen.
The sign outside the New Era Baptist Church in Birmingham reads, "A black vote for Trump is mental illness."
I am the daughter of two pastors.
You will emerge from that as an atheist.
President Joe Biden is only the second Catholic president.
The Pope is like, if you don't. They call him the Holy Father. Ain't nothing. What the Holy Father help us?
George God!
Holy mackerel. What? I can't believe you people follow a man. That's right. Bible Thumper Thursday. And again, we set aside Bible Thumper Thursday so we have more time with the Bible Thumpers. A little bit more time. That way during the week, we talk to them for a minute, but we can't go on and on because we have to get to other things. But Thursday, we have more time with the Bible Thumpers, all right? 888-775-3773. Let me go quickly back and wrap it up with Gabriel, first time caller out of Canada. So, Gabriel, you're 32, you said? How old are you?
Yeah, I'm 32.
And you're living with your parents because right now you say you can't afford to get an apartment, right?
Yeah, correct.
And did you say you have Asperger?
No, you said I have. You asked me if I have Asperger's. I don't have Asperger's.
What's wrong with you?
what's wrong? What's not wrong with me? I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder years ago.
What is that?
Yeah, so bipolar disorder is it's a mental disorder. Where they your mood goes up and your mood can fluctuate like to very high highs and very low lows quickly. I think.
Oh, so you're angry. Anger.
I'm not going to say I don't have anger. So I'll say sure to that.
So if that's what bipolar is, every human being in the world has bipolar because every human being in the world is angry. You overcome the anger. You overcome
that's
the anger.
I'm
sorry?
No, sorry. I was just saying, that's what I think, too.
So have
I
you
think, like, everybody sort of has, like, aspects of different mental illnesses.
And have you gone and forgiven your mother?
Yeah, I did.
And what did she say you forgave her?
It was just, okay, can I tell you the situation, like, exactly what happened?
Yeah, make a long story short because of time.
Okay, I'm sorry. I still have so many questions, too. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so quickly, because this is important. You told me to go and forgive my mom and dad. I was scared, so I didn't for a bit. And then, like, they started to notice, like, a change in my behavior. Like, I wasn't, like, talking to them. I seemed kind of angry to them. And so, like, my sister, like, sat me down and spoke to me. And she was like, hey, what's going on? Like, why are you, like, what's going on? And I didn't want to tell her at first. And then she was like, I'm not going to tell mom and dad, whatever it is. And I was like, okay, fine. So I told her. And then she goes, wow, okay, that sounds pretty serious. And then she went behind my back and told my mom and dad.
That what you get for telling a woman. You can never tell a woman your business at all. You cannot trust a woman.
Yeah, I learned my lesson. I got pretty upset with her after that, though. And then, I brought my parents into my room and I just said, okay, so here's what's up. Like, you know, I said, Mom, I resent you for turning me away from my father. And Dad, I resent you for not protecting me from her. And I'm sorry for that resentment because that's my fault. But I forgive you. They think I'm totally insane. Like, they think I'm just being, like, completely delusional. Like, I am, like, it's because I understand why. It's because I can't point to, like, any evidence. Like, they keep asking me for evidence. Like, what did I do, like, to do that? Like, and I, and I took your advice. I said, I just, like you said, don't go in there like thinking about what you're going to say. Just say it. And I did. But now that I've said it, like, they asked me for evidence, and I'm like, I can't really point to evidence. It's more, so listen, like, I don't know.
Listen, why don't you tell them to stop asking you, to leave you alone? You're working on yourself. It has nothing else to do with them. It's not their business.
Okay, I can do that.
Stop arguing with them. Don't try to prove anything to them. You just quietly live your life, and you have nothing to do with their reaction to you for your forgiving of them.
Right. Okay. I can do that. But the other thing I wanted to know is, because like, since I've said it, like, I started to have doubts. Like, how do I know for sure my mom has done that? You know?
Well, you're right in that you need to see it for yourself. But the proof is she's bugging you now, trying to control you now.
Okay. I see.
Do you see that?
All right. Yeah, I see that. And sorry. Okay, I know you have to go. One other thing is, how do I know if now my mom is going to make me into her husband, and how do I prevent that or stop it if it's happening?
Don't think about that. You know, if it start happening, you would know. Don't worry about it. Right now, Gabriel, all you need to do at this point, really, you stay with the silent prayer, and you practice staying present. Watch those thoughts and emotions. Just watch them, and the light of God will take them away from you. Just work on that right now. Stay present and just work on you. Don't worry about what they think and what they feel or how they act. That's on them. And you're not responsible for their actions at all. Just work on you. That's all you have to do.
Okay. And should I get? I think you're gonna say no to this. Should I get a girlfriend? Like, I don't know.
That's the last thing you need right now. That's like asking me, should you go out and buy some fentanyl?
Oh my gosh!
What are you gonna do with a girlfriend? You can't even have your parents yet.
Yeah, I know.
So don't worry about that. As you're working and you're overcoming the world, God is going to take over even more so, and he's going to make your life happen. If it meant for you to have that, you will. But don't be thinking about that right now.
Okay.
What you going to do with a girlfriend? You can't even handle your mama.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. Man, you got to go, because I still have so many questions. Like, I still want to ask you so many things.
You want to set up a counseling appointment?
I don't have the money to spend on that right now.
What a mess.
No, what a mess.
Why don't you say you have two jobs. I mean, you have a job. How many jobs you have?
I mean, it's technically two jobs. The other one is just very, very part-time work. It's just I work at two schools and...
work at one school and go and try to find more or look for a better paying position at the school so you can make more money so you can start taking care of yourself.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that. I'm going to figure all that out.
Okay, you can ask me one more question, then I got to go.
Oh, man, thank you. Okay, okay, one more question. Oh my gosh, I wrote down so many. I'm so sorry. One second. Like this morning, I got up. It's a simple question, but I think it applies to other things. Like, I got up this morning just like to go to the bathroom and then like go back to bed. And then my mom saw me or whatever, and she was like, "Good morning." And I just sort of didn't answer her. And then I went to bed, and then she was like, "Gabriel, excuse me." And then she seemed to get angry for a second, and then I got angry for a second, and I was like, "What?" You know, like I spit it at her, basically, not literally. Should I apologize for those like little like that where I...
No. Your mother
isn't
needs...
that anger?
No, you have already forgiven her, right? You've already apologized. Now you just watch whenever she irritates you like that. You watch it and just watch it, but don't call it you. And eventually it'll be taken away from you and she can't get to you like that. No one will be able to get to you. So you don't need to keep apologizing. You just need to watch the thoughts and the feeling now. Just notice you snapped at her because she had no been to bother you right now, that, you know, this morning. But
right.
But if you notice you snapped, but don't call it you, it'll be taken away from you.
Okay, is it okay if I say, like, good morning and things like that
if
to
you,
my mom
if
sometimes?
You want to say good morning, say good morning. And if you don't want to say good morning, you don't have to. Just
okay.
Just don't be angry.
Okay, I got it. All right.
But you don't have to say good morning. Or you can say good morning. It's totally up to you. It's neither wrong nor right.
Okay, and that the same thing goes for, like, having, like, a conversation with them or, like, having, like, a relationship with my parents, like, that sort of thing. Like, it's
absolutely.
Just, it's not wrong. Not wrong or right, it's just up to me.
It's up to you, absolutely. It's not okay. Wrong and it's not right. You just stay away from anger.
Okay, and like and all the conditions that my parents gave me, I should say yes or no to those? Like, I don't know. Like, is that controlling me? Or?
You say all condition, what do you mean?
Like the conditions for me living at their place. Like they said, like there were conditions for me living there. Like I have to pick up after myself, which I said was fine.
You have
and
to,
then they were saying like,
you have to pick up after yourself.
Yeah, like not leave things around the house. Like,
you should be doing that anyway.
Exactly, which is why I agreed to it. So I said that's fine. But then they were saying like about the medication, letting them know if I'm going off or on it.
Is that between you and your doctor?
Right. Okay. I think I understand. I think I get it.
Are you able to drive?
Yeah, I am.
Why don't you drive an Uber?
Sorry?
If you want to make more extra money, can't you work at the school?
Drive Uber.
Work at the school, but then drive Uber and make more money?
That would be kind of nice. It's just my car is a Chevrolet Impala. It's like it costs so much for gas. Like it's not practical.
But yeah. Can't you, the more you drive, the more money you can make, right?
Yeah. I guess, you know what? I can maybe look into it then.
Look into it and drive the Uber, yeah. do your schoolwork, but drive the Uber and make more money so you can move out.
Yeah. Yeah, that might be.
And don't have any excuses for not making more money. And don't let, it's the gas. It's the gas. Drive a certain amount, a certain amount of hours, so you can make pretty good money. You can afford the gas.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I still have more questions, but I'll let you go. I'll maybe I'll call back some other time. I don't know.
Call back. Like you call back every day until you don't have to ask questions anymore.
Yeah. Okay.
Did this help a little bit?
Definitely. Yes.
So stay away from anger, Gable. Don't be angry at your parents. Don't argue with them and then live your life. And there is no right or wrong. So just live your life and stay away from anger.
Okay.
And don't ever tell your sister anything. You see what happens, right?
Yeah, clearly. I told her to stay out of my business. I got really upset.
Yeah, but it's not her fault that you told her your business. You should have told her.
Yeah, exactly.
And plus, a man should never, ever tell a woman his weakness.
Yeah, I know. That's my mistake.
So do what you want, but I recommend, and the chat line folks will recommend you get an Uber, too, driver.
Yeah, Uber? Okay. I'll look into that for sure.
Let me know how it goes.
All right, I will.
So you don't have Asperger. You just have what everybody else have, anger.
Yeah, I suppose so. Why? Did it sound like I have Asperger's? Does it?
It looks like all young people have Asperger now.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it was because I was talking like low in my house and I was like being super.
But right now you don't. Right now you don't sound like Asperger.
It's because now I'm in my car talking to you and I can speak freely. So it's probably that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, man. I wish you well. Call me again, and I'll answer your questions next time, too.
Thank you. I really appreciate it, and I will. I'll probably be calling back at some point.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Jesse.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Did you see this soundbite where this woman claimed to be the president and she was on Frontier Airline flight? What's going on Frontier Airline flight? What's happening on the planes nowadays? What the? So according to Yahoo, a viral TikTok shows a woman ranting on a Frontier Airlines flight about losing her phone. She makes bizarre claims of being president and accuses the attendant of racism. Watch this from TikTok.
Yes, I need to get off this plane. And I'm going to tell you straight up, don't you ever come against nobody because of their skin color again. You had enough time. I've seen Frontier do illegal stuff several times. I've been riding you for the last 8 years. Don't tell me. You had enough time to stop that telepilot to not go. You just released him from the bank. I saw it out the window. I know it within my heart.
We called him. As soon as the woman up there, we called him. We told him that he is already on ground English. They were already starting to push his ground rate.
That's a lie from the pit of hell. Where you get it from? Let me tell you, what's your name? Cynthia, and your last name. Thank you. I am an affirmed sovereign ruler here in the government. Seven continents I own. Keep laughing. Watch your be right on the boat. We shipping people out just for a nice group of expedition. What comes around goes around. It's time now. Keep laughing. Watch what happens. You'll be expired just like your battery on your watch.
Tell me black ain't beautiful. Tell me black ain't proud. What a mess. What is she says she's what?
A sovereign ruler of this government.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
A sovereign ruler of this government. Is she on pot? What's wrong with her?
Some of these medications. Legal medications, even, maybe.
I don't know what's up with her. I just know the lights are on and ain't nobody home.
That's how my plane gets when we fly Spirit.
What a mess. And one other quick one, folks. Guys, males, men, if your girlfriend beats you and you're not strong enough to defend yourself, which most men are not because they've been told not to defend themselves, what a crap. You can let the woman hit you, but don't hit her back, and you fall for that. What the? Well, at least call the cops. Put her in jail and leave her there. Let her rot in jail. And then if you have children with her, you take your children and you take care of your children and leave her in jail. Don't be afraid to put it. Don't feel sorry for her. Put that bitch in jail real fast. And I know bitch is supposed to be a bad word, but it's not. Right, Nick?
Exactly.
When I was growing up.
This is a movement.
So what?
This is a movement you started. We're returning.
Put that bitch in jail fast. So fast it made her head swim.
It's crazy because in like the UK, they say a nasty word and it's like super normal.
When I was growing up, bitch was normal. All the older people, men and women, used the word bitch. Look at her. She acting like a bitch. Meaning that she's acting like a wet hen.
Dog.
Or a mad dog.
Yeah, we're...
Yeah, mad dog.
Feminism.
That meant bitch.
Took over our language.
Why y'all let him?
I was born in this world.
Hate can't even say the word now.
I'm still letting him, though.
What?
I said I was born in this world, but I'm still letting them.
Why?
Because that was before this movement you started.
Put them in jail. This is from the Daily Mail. Clint Eastwood, not Clint Eastwood, one of the greatest producer of movies on this side of heaven, and an amazing actor, and a Republican. At least he used to be. I don't know what he is now. Clint Eastwood's daughter, Francisca, was arrested for beating up her boyfriend and leaving him with injuries. I never heard of
this one right here. This is his daughter. This is Clint Eastwood and his daughter. You're telling me this one right here
that's her.
Has hell in her?
She looks so nice and innocent. And I want her to fly.
I don't believe it. No, it can't be.
I ain't going to beat up no man. That's not in me.
That's not in me. I got a little article from Daily Mail for you.
Okay.
And, well, I don't know. It's just impossible. No way. Clint Eastwood, Daily Mail. Clint Eastwood's daughter, Francesca, arrested for beating up her boyfriend and leaving him with injuries. She injured him, too. Clint Eastwood's daughter, Francesca, was arrested for felony domestic violence after getting into an argument with her boyfriend. Don't laugh, Jesse. In L.A. on Saturday night. Eastwood, 31. They're talking about Francesca here, 31, whose mom is actress Frances Fisher, was driving around Beverly Hills with her partner when they got into a verbal argument before the actress allegedly got physical, per TMZ. Eastwood's boyfriend then called the police, who advised him to drive to the safety zone at the Beverly Hills Police Department to meet with officers. He might have been listening to you.
Put her in jail!
Eastwood's boyfriend had visible injuries when the pair arrived to speak with police, with the star arrested and booked for felony domestic violence. Eastwood is in a relationship with actor Alexander Wraith, and the pair share a son, 6 years old. It is unclear if Wraith is the victim. Wait, how is that unclear? He's got the injuries, and the cops told him this is them.
Oh, that's him?
Yeah, this is them. Francesca? Wait, Francesca's blonde here. No, that's the same girl. Yeah, so she went blonde, and this is her man.
That's her boyfriend.
His boyfriend? So they have a...
How he let her beat him up?
What the?
Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. If a man let a woman beat him, you know you're beta. You're a beta, a beta, and Mo Beta. You're like Mo Beta Blue.
Shut up.
And then, real fast, I'm going to take a call while my experts are coming in. I need my experts in on this next story, especially Joel Friday. He black. But I need all my experts in. They didn't know it, and I didn't realize it until right now. In the meantime, let me take a call while they're coming in. Keaton. Keaton is out of Arizona. Keaton, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning, sir.
I had spoken to you very briefly a couple of days ago, but there's a little miscommunication, so we put the kibosh on it. I think I have a good question for you now.
Okay.
So what are your thoughts on pantheism? And have you even heard of pantheism?
I have not.
Okay. So from the pantheist perspective, God could be said to be simply everything that exists. Do you have a problem with this?
They say that God is what now? Everything that exists?
Yes. So from this perspective, God can be 100% proven to exist because God is simply everything that exists.
I don't know what they mean by that, so I can't really. You know what they mean by that, Hake? You ever heard that?
I've heard of it, but I don't know much about it.
I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
Or what it means.
Yeah. I'm not familiar with it, Keaton, so I don't know what they mean by that. Are you a pantheism?
I would say so, yes, because it seems, let's see if you agree with this, it seems that the first thing we have to establish, if we're debating God's existence, what definition of God are we talking about? Because there's so many different ones, right?
Right, but you're not supposed to debate God's existence.
Well, I agree. I believe that I can prove God exists 100%.
But you can't prove it. And you're not supposed to try to prove it.
From this perspective, if you say God is everything that exists, isn't it self-evident at that point?
No.
So if we say a shoe is this thing you put on your foot, and we say that is a shoe.
Right, but the shoe wouldn't be everything.
No, we're just talking about this definitional argument where we're saying this is the definition.
Right. But you should never try to prove God's existence. And because God only appears to those who want to see him and want to know him. And most human beings don't want to know God. They love evil, and so they don't want to know God. So why waste your time trying to prove anything to them?
So I'm not super familiar with your full beliefs on God. I heard your discussion of this, what is it, the silent prayer?
That's when you surrender to God by letting go, surrender completely.
So your version of God, what is this prayer?
Go to rebuildingtheman.com/prayer and check it out and let me know what you think about it. I think you once you see it and do it, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm sure that your fan base is probably already aware. So yeah. Maybe it wouldn't be best to just keep explaining it like that.
Yeah, let me know. I got to take a break. Thank you, Keith. Back in a moment, folks. Back in a moment. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all of our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing. Okay, quick announcements. The Hake Report is coming up next at the top of this hour. The HakeReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. And James Hake is on fire. He doesn't have that good hair for nothing. He ain't got that good hair for nothing. From 9 to 11. If you have not heard him, you're missing it. He white with no fear. Have no fear, salvation is here. And then at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. He's on Monday through Thursday. I don't know why he called himself Friday if he's only here till Thursday. Look like he would say Joel Thursday. Why he calls himself Friday when you're on a Thursday?
That's so weird how it happened that way, too. I don't know how that happened.
So at 11 a.m., Joel Thursday, Joel Friday TV, Men in Relationship, Men in Hearts. Where do broken hearts go?
It's a good question.
And when someone love you, will they always love you?
If they really love you.
They will always love you.
Forever.
Joy of Friday TV at 11 a.m. And then at 4 p.m., the American Anchor, baby. What are you doing today on your show, Nick?
Telling people where broken hearts go. They go back to the open arms of a love that's waiting there.
Wow.
Did you say the treasure chest?
Deep.
Oh, the treasure chest is now open on D-Live.
My bad. I forgot to tell you.
And so the Anchor Baby is going to be dealing with broken hearts, too. Where do broken hearts go? And when someone love you, will they always love you? And how do I know?
How do I know?
If you really love me.
Nick caught on to it before.
How do I know? How do you know if someone really love you?
I guess we're going to have to wait to ask Whitney.
In heaven.
Right. Hopefully.
So I got a real... Oh, and then ladies. No ladies meeting tonight. No ladies forum tonight. No meeting this night. All right? So don't show up. What a meeting tonight. I'll come on Sunday. Ladies, come on Sunday. This coming Sunday. I'll be there Sunday if the Lord is willing and decreed. All right. I want to ask my experts real fast about this survey. There's a new survey that shows... A new survey shows California men take 12 weeks to recover from a breakup. Take 12 weeks to recover from a breakup. Watch this from KTLA 5.
How long does it take for you to recover from a breakup? Well, if you're a man in California, it will take you 12 weeks on average. This is for men.
Wow.
In case it wasn't clear. Okay. It's according to a survey by datingnews.com. So, on the other hand, women from California took 3 weeks longer than their male counterparts to get over it. It's speculated that women often possess emotions deeply. And take more time to reflect on the relationship. They revisit memories and experiences more thoughtfully, which is why closure takes a little longer.
Those women are presenting this news.
Okay. It takes them 18 weeks to recover, compared to men from New York who apparently are not sensitive. It only takes them 5 weeks.
I believe that.
Okay.
Dang.
Was that the second part of the soundbite?
No, that was the same first soundbite, just the last few seconds.
Oh, okay.
Talking about men in New York as opposed to the California.
And then one of the news anchors claimed there's a formula to calculate the recovery time. Watch this from KTLA.
Okay. Well, there is a formula to this. There really is. Okay. So if you're the one that's hurt, like you're not the one initiating the breakup, they say it takes half the time you were together.
Oh, okay. That's
so if you were together for a year, it takes you about six months.
Okay.
If you were together for like 2 years, it'll take you about a year.
Oh. What if you were together for like 5 years?
Well, then two and a half.
Like that's really terrible.
Yeah, to really get over it, to really work through
as a
feelings.
Woman.
If it's you that's getting...
As a woman.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh. Men maybe a little
men
shorter.
Men less.
Yeah, a little less.
I believe that it takes men less. For yeah, sure. Yeah, I do 100%. Too.
Yeah.
Women are just emotional people.
Even widowers. I mean, men who lose their spouse, they move on more quickly than
that's
women.
Because they... It's like I have a theory on that.
Oh, what's your theory on that?
Just because, like, they want the companionship, they want to be taken care of. It's like they're lost and complete
souls
without us.
They're a little bit more lost,
It's true. You're lost without us.
You're lost without us.
She knows. She can even...
But why is it taking longer?
She knew she had it.
Why is she laughing at
she knew
that?
She had to make it a joke. Yeah. That's why.
Joel, my experts are here. Joel and Hank and the anchor baby, Nick. Have you ever broken up with anyone?
Yeah.
Did it take you 3 weeks to overcome it?
Yes. It took me longer.
Only 12 weeks.
Right. It took me longer.
Than the woman?
Only because I didn't understand what was going on.
It took you longer than the woman to overcome it?
Well, I don't know about
it. It took you longer than 12 weeks.
Well, I didn't talk to her after that, so I don't know how long it took her. But it was because I didn't know what was going on. But you typically, shouldn't be have to recover. I think that's the trick right there, is that how come you have to recover?
You got to recover.
But meaning like that means that you were broken.
Excuse me. What?
That means that you were broken and the relationship should
be broken.
I don't know if it should.
That's why they're called broken hearts.
Broto. But I don't know if it should.
He said it in Spanish.
I don't know if it should break you, though. If it's breaking you, that means that it needed to separate because you were too into it.
I don't know the point you're making.
That if you have to recover, it means that you're broken.
Right. We are talking about broken hearts.
Right. But if you're broken, then it should end because it's way too important to you.
Oh, you tried to make a deep spiritual
moment. No, that's just what it is. That's just what it is. Many hearts, many relationships.
So you say you've broken up with a woman and it took longer than 12
years.
Yes. Really?
And that was because I was like, I was caught up in it.
And hey, how long has the longest taken you to break up with a woman? Once you broke up, how long did it take you to recover?
12 years.
12 years?
A lifetime.
Like, were you like 12 years old or something?
That one took a while too. Oh my goodness.
What one? I did that.
No, that one wasn't a breakup. That was a crush. The 12 years old one. But the breakups, no, I like. There's different aspects.
I didn't know Hank had a 12-year-old breakup.
It wasn't a breakup. I said it was a crush.
Wait, so he was 12 years old when this happened, or it took 12 years to you to break up?
Yeah.
Were you 12 years old? For the first 12 years of your whole life?
Yeah. What does this 12 mean?
Okay, from like second grade through eighth grade, high school, I really liked this girl. Well, she liked me first, but we never ended up getting together. But that's what you said about the 12 years old. But I wasn't talking about 12 years old. I was talking about 12 years after having a beef with a woman over like Obama and stuff. And it was a girl that I was interested in. And when I realized that she wasn't this honest person, she wasn't this Christian that she pretended to be, I started to kind of throw it away. And then she broke up with me, dumped me. And I think now I'm kind of over it, but it's, you know, years later, you think of something and you're like mad again. I almost said PO'd, put out. You're put out again.
Nice. And so you're going through a recovery thing now?
To this day.
Really?
I'm recovering from all these beats and bruises. These ladies...
Spiritual beads and bruises.
Right. I tried to break up with a girl one time, and I was like, nah. I mean, I broke up with her for like a month, and I'm like, nah, I didn't really need to break up with her. And so I got back with her, and then she dumped me later.
Wow, don't you get for getting back with her?
You're telling me.
So has this recovery period for you, has it been over 12 weeks?
Yeah. What they mean, getting recovered.
Me either. That's ridiculous.
Does that mean that they got with somebody else in 12 weeks later? Because a lot of times you feel like you're over
the
it.
The survey doesn't make sense.
But yeah, what's the criteria?
I'm surprised that they said 12 weeks because in these like mainstream media people would put way longer on than 12 weeks.
Yeah.
12 weeks is like nothing for the average guy today, please.
Yeah, their math didn't make sense. They were talking about being with somebody for a year. That's girl 6 math. Months. That's way more than 12 weeks.
Right, that didn't make no sense.
That's 3 months only.
That was girl
12
math.
Weeks is 3 months or less.
So, Nick, has it taken, in a breakup, has it taken you 12 weeks to recover?
No, but right before breaking up, it was the hard, like, I'd always have these drawn out, like, dramatic breakups where I'm like, but I really care. No, you got to understand why I'm doing it. But I really like you, but we got to be apart. And then I'm someone who I have my own like world. So like I can entertain myself. I'm good. But then like weeks, months, years later, I'm like, but what coulda, shoulda, woulda? looking back at the memories. Oh, so that's the funny thing too about guys. I think that's like a common meme.
Yeah,
that's a common meme, is that girls will get real emotional right after the breakup and will have to get over it for weeks, and guys will be fine. But then when the girl's over it, that's when the guy
comes crawling back.
starts feeling like, what could have been? What's wrong with me? Am I gonna be alone? Hey, that's like a common meme. I don't know.
So does this idea, then I got to move on back to the callers. Does this idea make sense that it take 12 weeks to recover?
This rubric is weird. And longer for a woman. I don't know where they're getting their data from.
15 weeks. They said 15 weeks for a woman.
I thought I saw 18 weeks for women, but she says, but Derek says 15 weeks. I thought I heard 18 weeks.
Yeah, I did too.
And New York men only 5 weeks.
How many of that is months?
Based cold-hearted New Yorkers.
So that makes sense that it take that long to recover?
It takes a life. Look, have you been listening to the JLP show, folks? It takes a lifetime.
I love what they said about going over memories and deep emotions and thoughts and all that stuff. Because that part's true.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this when Derek gave me this story. How long did it take me to overcome breakup with women? And I remember riding up and down Pacific Coast Highway, singing by the dock of the bay on a beautiful sunshiny day. And I think what happened was I didn't go to the 12 weeks because I would hurry up and find me another girlfriend so I can get over the pain of breaking up with the other one. So I never really lasted 12 weeks, I don't think.
That's what most guys, that's what a lot of guys do. Actually,
what, get a new one?
Yeah, like there's always one in the wing for that exact reason.
Right, and so many women out there, you don't have to wait 12 weeks.
Did you ever find yourself alone and then stew over all of the prior women?
The ones I really, really thought I loved.
Yeah,
I would boohoo.
Yeah, interesting.
Oh, I didn't want to be alone because I would. That's all I would think about would be her. And then I would think about all the beautiful times we had together.
Yeah.
And I would be thinking about how fine she is.
Right.
You know, and I would just boohoo.
All that selfishness.
Cute. You can't just hurt her. She's just way too cute.
Right. And I forget about the hell that's in her.
That's an interesting point, though, because it makes me think.
All of a sudden, she's beautiful.
I'm so selfish with my time that I would get over it.
That's that bipolarness.
It is.
In everybody.
That's that Asperger.
Whoa.
What?
Joel is about to talk.
It's interesting because I don't even know if people are even taking that much time by themselves to even see how long they're taking to recover.
That long. Right. It was too painful to wait 12 weeks. Who's going to wait 12 weeks with all that pain?
It seems like you just gather up resentments and grudges and things, and so you get worse in life.
Ooh. Come up with conclusions.
To what?
Throughout your life, you gather up different things that you resent and hold a grudge about. And you think that you've forgotten, but it comes up again, and you didn't forget.
Yeah.
People get worse.
Amazing. Okay, OB, I can't say this on the show.
What up?
my PR guy just sent me a note, and I can't say that.
Ooh.
It's bad enough saying Asperger.
Can I tell you?
Is there a nice way in 2 days. That?
My producer said he took him 2 days. Oh, he driving your car.
2 days.
He black.
Because he was only with her 2 days. That's why.
Right. 2 minutes.
So he was with her 4 days.
two days.
Yeah.
All right, real fast.
Huh? Shut up and man
up.
Huh,
you can hear.
It's time to
Well, you're blocking
up.
James' face.
Oh.
I don't mind.
Amazing.
Last word.
Lastly, crazy people. Another thing that guys do that's crazy is that to get over a woman, they try to make themselves real busy and prevent themselves from being still.
I understand.
And they do all that stuff.
The pain too great.
That's not good.
Last word.
It's just another part of worshiping self.
Amazing. Yeah.
Nice.
You went skating last night.
No.
Why are your eyes so red?
I didn't go skating last night.
You smoked pot last night.
No. I had a late dinner.
Oh, you had a late dinner?
Okay, yeah, and I always.
Look, his eyes look like he went skating again.
That for sure. No, skating. I'll tell you if he was skating, but I had a late dinner, and I knew I shouldn't, but I was so hungry.
You had a late dinner by yourself?
And it was a heavy one. So it was it was bad for me.
Amazing. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Amazing. Let me go to Andrew, a first-time caller out of Maryland. Andrew, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How's it going?
All is well, Andrew.
All right. I had a little bit of a question for you, maybe a little off subject from your normal questions. But okay. Last night I was on my way to work, and there's a big bridge connecting one county to the other. And on the way across the bridge, there was some workers, and the flagger guy that holds the sign that says stop or slow wouldn't give me the proper directions on which way to go. He was a black guy. And when I asked him, what the hell do you want me to do? He ran up to my car window, started cussing me out, calling me a honky, a cracker, everything in the book. And when I smiled in his face, he reached in my car and attempted to assault me. I pepper sprayed him just because I didn't want to fight a black guy, because, you know, I would have gone to jail for 40 years. And I'm just curious, how should I handle this in court?
Have him arrested and just tell him what happened, and you want to press charge and put him in jail.
Well, I ended up going to jail last night because the police said that his eyes hurt from the pepper spray. Therefore, they considered it assault. But in the report, it says that he used racial slurs against me. What? And I'm just hoping that
let me say this because of time. Stay calm. Don't overreact. And maybe you need to get a lawyer to advise you on what to do. But don't overreact.
Oh, I have the best lawyer in the county. Trust me, I'm cool as a cucumber.
Oh, okay, yeah. And let me know how it goes too. All right.
Yeah, definitely, man. I've been listening to you for about 6 years. You changed my life. You turned me to God from an atheist, and I have nothing to say but thanks to you.
You're welcome, man. And stay with it, and don't overreact. You'll be fine.
Okay. I will definitely do the silent prayer and concentrate on it for the next few days.
Right on. Amazing. Thank you, man. Let me know. Ken out of Colorado. Ken, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How's it going, Jesse?
All is well.
I know you're pressed for time, so I'm going to make this real quick. Man.
Okay.
I just want to know, well, just to give you a quick background, my girlfriend caught me cheating. When we were in our fallen state, we've been working on ourselves for a while now, but when she caught me cheating, you know, the whole trust thing, I don't trust you anymore, that kind of thing. What's your take on trust? Is trust rebuilt? Is it trust even a thing? I just want to know what your thoughts are.
It's not real.
Trust.
No such thing as trust, because trust is just a false idea. It doesn't exist.
So it's either like you either believe in me or you don't.
Right.
Kind of thing.
Right.
Okay. Okay.
And what you should, what I recommend, just apologize. Hey, I shouldn't have done that. I was wrong. Right.
Uh-huh.
I was wrong. And then do not try to convince her you're not doing it anymore. Don't argue with her. Just don't do it anymore, but don't try to prove to her that you are doing it or not. Because the more you try to prove it to her, the worse she's going to get and more demands she's going to put on you in order to control you.
Okay. Okay. That makes sense. Yeah, I was just kind of like, you know, it's been over a year since that happened, but, you know, it kind of just lingers in the back of my mind. And I know that's something that I'm dealing with myself.
Are you trying to prove to her you're not doing it anymore?
No, I haven't at all.
Oh, okay.
And she doesn't bring it up either.
Nice.
So the fact that it kind of lingers in mind, it's my problem.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Let it go from your mind. Don't hold on to it. It's just an idea now, because what happened then happened then. And it doesn't exist now. All you have is right now. So let the thought of what happened leave, so you don't have to. That's Satan. If you keep thinking on it, you got to repeat it.
Okay. I appreciate that answer, Jesse.
All right. So drop it. Don't discuss it anymore with her. Don't argue about it. Don't try to prove anything. Just don't do it again. And live now. All you have is right now.
Okay. Thank you so much, Jesse. I hope you have a good rest of your week.
Thank you too, buddy. Thank you.
Take care.
All right. Bye. Bye now. Let me go to Cliff out of New York. Cliff, welcome to the show. Cliff, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thanks, Jesse. Nice to talk to you.
You too.
I appreciate you. I had a question about the Bible and all the different versions of the Bible.
Right.
I was wondering, do you recommend a certain version?
I prefer, do what you want, but what's the name of my Bible? The New Jerusalem Bible?
New Jerusalem Bible.
I love the New Jerusalem Bible.
New Jerusalem Bible.
I'm able to look up passages online of that version by going to catholic.org/Bible/. And I can look up passages from it. So it must be a Catholic Bible. I think it includes
I used to think it was a Jew Bible, a Jewish Bible.
Because it's a Jerusalem, right?
Right. But apparently it's a Catholic Bible. But I like it, man, because it's so, it makes things so clear. It's not all that stuff.
Yeah, there's no extra changing of words and, you know, maybe trying to lead people in the wrong direction, that type of thing.
So I recommend that one, but you have one you like, Hake?
I like sort of the King James Version because they say that that's the one. Sometimes I'll use the New King James because it's a little bit easier to read. New American Standard, English Standard Version. They say that those are all pretty good.
Okay. Whatever. Thanks.
I don't think it matters. I personally don't think it matters, Jesse.
Super chat.
All right. Over on buymeacoffee.com/GOP talk. California taco. Jesse. Jesse. Agree or disagree? No such thing as finding your purpose. Listening to the caller made me remember that I was also stuck finding my purpose. Now that I see, only God knows our purpose.
Absolutely. I agree. Amazing.
Shout out to Prep Ham Paul. He's now a monthly supporter on the Rumble.
Thank you. You got to know how to Rumble.
Aries 1 with a diamond, no message.
Thank you.
Justin T, 5 coffees. Thank you for answering my questions. I will be calling more.
Right on. Thank you.
Nikki, in my day-to-day life, I don't engage in thoughts. I watch them come and go like they're passing clouds in the sky. So perfect peace is never, ever having a single thought except practical ones. Right? Thank you.
You're absolutely right. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Juan from Washington State, 3 coffees. Jesse, baby mama turning my kids against me. They see me and judge me the same way she does.
Yeah.
I don't even judge myself anymore. What the?
I know. What a mess, huh? You move on with your life. Let them do what they got to do. You move on. Amazing. Thank you.
The key. Greetings, JLP and experts. To complement our 3 relationship woes, can you plan sundown? Sundown, you better take care. If I find you've been creeping around my back stairs, sometimes I think it's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain. Gordon Lightfoot. I don't know.
I never heard that song
melody.
That I remember, but it sounded amazing.
I tried to make up some mild little melody.
Thank you.
Shout out to Aries 1, Games for Rec, Grandpa, Daryl, Groovy Monkey, Wolf 336, Army Ann, Misty, Kid Combo 1.0, Kilo Alpha Tango. Thank you guys for the lemons, ice cream, and subscriptions.
Thank you all.
And thank you guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Well, we made it. Right on. What the? Thank you all. Get on the street and narrow. Stay there. Tomorrow is Open Line Friday. Open Line Friday. All right, tomorrow. The Hake Report is coming up now. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report.com. And then enjoy our Friday TV at 11. He Black. And the American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. Pacific Time. And I promise you, Joel has not been smoking pot. His eyes are red, but not for that reason. He was up late. He had a late dinner. A heavy meal. And he was tossing and turning all night. I am out of time. Forgive, folks. Forgive your mama. Forgive your daddy. Do the silent prayer. RebuildingTheMan.com/prayer. And stay with it. Men and women. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. All right, folks. Thank y'all for the super chats and D-Lives and everything. Bye. Amazing. We'll be right back. read or heard that some Republicans are starting to pull their advertisement from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being shut down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out rebuildingdemand.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
Thank you, JLP.